USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to soften the economic damage the coronavirus is threatening to do. He's announced that he's going to be meeting today with Republican senators to push for a payroll tax cut that would help hourly workers. Meanwhile, St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and in Boston have both been canceled because of coronavirus concerns, but New York's annual march up Fifth Avenue is still a go for today. Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's concern about gathering thousands of people, but so far no one's advised the city to call the nation's biggest St. Patrick's Day event off.
The argument for canceling larger gatherings is a lot of people, and in principle you might have that many more people who have been exposed to disease in the presence of that many more people who have not been.
Five states have Democratic presidential primaries today, and one, North Dakota, has a caucus. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
More now on another round of primaries today. The Democratic race essentially coming down now to just two candidates in Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. However, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said last night she is continuing her long shot campaign.
My candidacy, this is the reason why I ran for president, really bringing the point that the most important responsibility that the president has is to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
Gabbard speaking there last night on Fox News. Federal regulators are now accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening fake accounts from at least 2008 through 2016. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, which means bank workers moved real money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An in-depth look now at the market meltdown, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. The NASDAQ and S&P also sank more than 7% in a massive sell-off. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year. Whether it's lasting stimulus or not isn't really important to me, because once you get that footing back under the global economy in general, we don't even see the demand potential falling off yet. We just know it's going to happen. So this is a repricing that's necessary, but I believe it's overdone, and I remain in that stance.
A new report finds the U.S. the biggest arms seller in the world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.